Hi everyone, really good question for many, if not all of us. Dear Claire, this is about seeking love, validation, and approval. Do you think we can ever be truly free of seeking these things? I know that I need validation and approval far less, and I'm not looking for it a lot of the time. However, there is still a small part of me that wants to be loved, recognized, and approved of, despite being present with it when the need arises. Maybe I'm asking the wrong question as I'm wanting this suffering to end in me. The mind tells me it's wrong to want these human needs. Oh, yes. And yes, I think this is one for all of us. And it sort of speaks to the Byron Katie quote, where she says, "If I had a prayer, it would be this: God spare me from the desire for love, approval, and appreciation. Amen." Yeah, because it's brutal, isn't it? It's really hard to be with someone and to be wanting these things from them or from a group. It's really hard because, well, for many reasons. It's so what's going on? Let's start with that. Why do we want it? And importantly, how does it fit in a with a human body mind that is designed for relationships and companionships and close partnerships? Because as the listener says, there are human needs. What she says, you know, this is my human need. I wouldn't say that necessarily. I wouldn't the desire for love, appreciation, approval is from a belief that if I get enough love from you, enough attention from you, enough approval from you, then I'll be okay. And that's a confusion because it can't ever be answered. It can't be met. I'll never get enough attention from you. The more from that space, which from that bottomless pit, which is a drug addict's bottomless pit, isn't it? If I want your love to be okay, and you start showing me love in different ways, and that starts to make me feel I'm okay. I'm just going to crave more and more of that love. Anytime I'm even a little bit down, I'm going to need you to be right there, full on attention, full on lovely things being said, full on care and affection. There's no stability in it. It's all on your shoulders to make me okay. And it's an impossible to achieve space for me. It's an impossible burden on your shoulders. And so it's the human need is for human contact and for strong, nourishing relationships, to be part of a community. And that's very different from a inner belief system of lack and instability that is dragging people in to try to meet those needs. So this isn't coming from my appreciation and love from you, of you. This is coming from my conditioning of fear, shame, need, and insecurity. Do you see the difference? The human need is to meet people, see people as they are, celebrate people as they are, enjoy the company of others, enjoy the laughter, the shared experiences, the just sense of being in the same space and the humans in the world, the interest of what other opinions and viewpoints can bring. That's how humans flourish. How we really spectacularly don't flourish is when that those unmet needs, unresolved shames, unresolved fears, are operating relationships and turning all interactions into a sort of gauge of how important I am, how appreciated I am, how I compare to other people, how special I am. And it's all about me. It's only about me. So will it ever go away? Is the listener's question. Will we ever be truly free? Sorry, I'm just gonna cough a minute, sorry. Sorry. Will we ever be free of these things? It doesn't. The funny thing is here is that it actually doesn't matter. And as the listener says, maybe I'm asking the wrong question because I'm wanting this suffering to end in me. Yes. The part of the listener that is saying they're present with this when the need arises, but yet still thinks it should go, that is the thing that's trying to get love, validation, and approval. It's the desire to control emotional experience, the desire to have things as we want, that as we think they should be. That's coming from a separate idea of what I am that needs to be in control. It feels insecure and lacking when it has to know what's going to happen and what emotional events are going to be there. And when that is not the thing, and when every interaction, every conversation is only a revelation, it's just revealing what's being looked for, what's at stake, what's going on, then nothing has to change. It doesn't matter that love, that desperation for love, validation, and approval is there. It's very natural. It's so much a part of a conditioning that, when we've been brought up to think that can be achieved from outside and that it will fix everything within. It doesn't matter that it's there. The only thing that is really useful is to understand it. And when it's understood, and true understanding really means understanding the entirety of the mind, the entirety of the identity, the entirety of where behavior comes from, of what fear, shame, need, insecurity are. When everything, when the world isn't anymore a place in which that separate idea of me can be stabilized, and when it instead is just the revelation of the conditioning that has created the idea of a separate me, then no experience has to change. It's just all amazing, really, isn't it? It's just amazing information. It's the externalizing of this inner realm of conditioning. So yes, I'd say the question is taking us in a direction that would lead us to how can I get rid of this desire, when really, yeah, the I that would try to get rid of it is the desire, is that desperation. And instead, it's how can I continue to deepen my understanding of what's real, of what I am, of where needs and fears and shames come from, and how they change the appearance of relationships. And then through that questioning, there's just every time there's that suffering of I need something from you, it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, so that's what's happening. And in that process, the realization we're completely not with the other person. We don't see them, we don't hear them, we're not interested in them. It's all about me. And very understandably, very innocently, but it's and I'm craving more from you. And I'm missing you more and more and more in the process. So it's brilliant to see this in action. It's so revelatory. Yeah. So thank you, darling. So much love to you. Bye.